It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kelly Clarkson has officially been added to the star-studded list of performers for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. She's going to be joining previously announced performers Bad Bunny, Bare Naked Ladies, Bozzy, Ellie Brooke, Kane Brown, Bryn Cartelli, Jack and Jack, John Legend, Leona Lewis, Ella May, Tegan Marie, Martina McBride, Rita Ora, Carly Pierce, Pentatonix, and many more. The parade will take place down 34th Street in New York City and airs 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in all time zones on Thanksgiving on NBC.
You watch that parade? Because my wife makes me, and I'm a hater. I don't mean to be. I don't get the idea of the parade. I don't like floats. Like, it doesn't do it for me.
I love it. It's just tradition.
I've actually been to it.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And actually, I took a really good picture, too. I'm going to show you after the break.
Okay, put it on our Instagram story, at
really?
Joe and Alex Show. Yeah.
Oh, I'll just tell you so everyone can hear, too. I took a picture of Spider-Man. He's like, you know, one of the
shooting his
things.
Web everywhere.
Yes! I swear, I got a picture that could be on the front of Time magazine.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll put a poll up. Do you think this picture could be on the front of Time magazine, at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, and we will see.
I'm voting no without seeing it.
Heather Locklear has been placed on a psychiatric hold again. Her therapist believed that she was having another mental breakdown. The actress was at home over the weekend when her therapist and lawyer decided she desperately needed help. On Sunday afternoon, someone called 911 and EMTs arrived, and Heather was taken to a hospital. Sources say that this was an ongoing mental health issue that resurfaced over the weekend. It's also been 10 years since True Blood appeared. Creator Alan Ball shared a little-known fact about now-famous actors who auditioned for the HBO show. I always love this kind of stuff.
Like who could have been this person?
Yes, who could have been the character? So he reveals that Benedict Cumberbatch came and read for Bill. Jessica Chastain read for Suki. Jennifer Lawrence tried out for a part in season 3, and Alan Ball wanted to cast Jennifer Lawrence, but she was only 17 at the time, and the character was that she was trying out for, I guess, was meant to be Jason's girlfriend, so there was like an age difference that would have been really appropriate.
That's
I don't
legal
watch,
in some states.
Yeah, I don't watch True Blood, so I don't know the characters, but I feel like if you do, then you'll be excited about that little tidbit of information for you. Mariah Carey was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and she talked about possibly collaborating with Lil' Kim and Cardi B.
The song you guys were just playing, A No-No, which was originally Lil' Kim's song, who we love, Kim. And I was hoping that the three of us could do a collaboration. I think that would be great. If nobody puts it together, it's not going to happen. So, okay, well, you know, things happen real quick these days.
Yes.
So you never know.
And coming up in less than an hour, Taylor Swift, a.k.a. Taylor Swift. Nobody calls her that.
What?
Announced a huge career move yesterday. We'll talk about that soon.
I hope you also mentioned that Katy Perry is better than her.